other term for that you might use? I work till, probably not. Don't let me force you into saying something you don't really say. I'm just curious.
Well, unless it mentioned the hour.
Until your evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You wouldn't be likely to say sunset or sundown or something like that. Obviously, if you...
Well, sometimes in the summer, you would say sundown, probably.
Okay.
In the field.
Mm-hmm. This is today, Saturday. Friday was yesterday.
Yes.
And Sunday will be
tomorrow.
And this is my wristwatch. And if, in fact, it is right now. The big hand's pointing straight down. You don't have a clock here. The little hand's on 9, the big hand's straight down. What time is it? It's
9:30.
We used to say 9:30, 9:45, like that.
But you don't say that anymore?
No, well, mostly now I'll say 9:30, though a lot of times I say 9:30 or 10:30, something.
Sure. You just anticipated my next two questions. what about when it's the big hand's on the 9? You know, it's 15 minutes later than it is now. What time would it be?
Quarter to
10, I guess.
Quarter to 10.
Might say crops weren't very good last year. I hope they're better
this year.
And this year they were much better than they were
last year.
And last year wasn't 5 years ago. It was, say,
one year.
Or hope the crops are better than they were
last year.
Or a year.
Or 2 years ago.
Okay, we got it. If you had a lot of rain in the morning, in the afternoon, it's pretty nice. You might say, looks like it's
clearing off.
And if you had lots of bad weather with flashes and noises, we'd say, had quite a
thunderstorm.
And you might say that today the wind blows, yesterday the wind
blew.
And I'm sorry if I'm not trying to leave you out, I'm just looking.
Okay.
If you look out in the morning, you can't see because some stuff's in the air. You had quite a heavy fog. And you described that day as a very day.
Dismal day.
Or a
miserable.
Foggy.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Would you say that again?
A very foggy day.
Okay. And if you don't have any rain for, say, 7 or 8 weeks, say you had quite a
dry spell.